The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
It's like looking at that. And where's we're back. Waldo?
And, let's get Lisa on here. Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Captain Vic. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm in the air conditioning today, so I'm doing good.
you know, I'm not sure what's better, being in man-made air conditioning or being in God's air conditioning, because I'm out on a boat today.
Oh, okay.
I'm in God's air conditioning.
Yes, you are. Is the wind blowing?
It's just a nice breeze, westerly breeze, and beautiful sunrise, so couldn't be better.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Oh, well, that's great. I appreciate you calling in. And I know you had some stuff you wanted to talk about for CCA.
Yeah, well, I wanted to share with everyone what's going on with Coastal Conservation Association and our STAR competition. I don't know if y'all are familiar with it.
Yes.
But I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Good. It is the largest family-friendly fishing competition in the state of Florida. It started Memorial Day weekend. We have $500,000 in prizes to give away, which include a GMC pickup truck, a contender, a Pathfinder, Carolina skiff, Hughes, or a cottonmouth boat for catching a tagged redfish. Then we have $10,000 cash if you catch one of our tagged dolphins. And then we have 15 other non-tagged fish divisions where you can win brand new boats, electronics, trolling motors, propellers, rod and reel combos, gift certificates from Strike Zone, gift certificates from West Marine and Academy Sports and Outdoors. So we have just a wealth of products and prizes to give away. But I wanted to share with everyone just a little bit about the competition and the fact that the competition isn't just about catching fish. What we're hoping to do is to create new recreational anglers for our sport. And also, every catch record doesn't have to have the location, but the information is critical to catch data for stock assessments and for habitat mapping. So not only is it a fun tournament to get your family involved in with $100,000 in college scholarships, it's a great way to help with conservation initiatives.
And I understand when y'all tagged those, you've got I think you released five of them in this area, but I think one of them was caught.
Yes, we released five tagged redfish in Duval County, three in Nassau County, and four in St. John's County. So around your area, you have quite a few redfish that have been tagged and released. You're right; one was recaptured in your area. And unfortunately, that gentleman didn't know what he had. he knew he had dinner. He just didn't know that his dinner was an $80,000 dinner plate instead of just a redfish.
Right. But that redfish tasted really good.
Until he found
it
out.
It would have been one hard for me to have as a dinner. But the guy was really, very excited about what he'd caught. He went ahead and got in and got registered and became a member. So to this point, we've had a total of seven tagged redfish recaptured. Only one of those has been a registered CCA angler and member of STAR, and they get your choice of what's available at the time that they catch that fish. And the gentleman took the Pathfinder 2200 TRS with a 150 Yamaha, with Minn Kota trolling motor on the bow, a Humminbird Solix 10 on the center console, And he has a shallow water anchor on the transom. So I'm telling you, the guy made out like a bandit on that one.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. Because how much do you say it costs to enter this and join?
If you are a Coastal Conservation Association member, it only costs you $40 to get registered for the competition. If you're not a Coastal Conservation Association member, it will be $75, and that includes your one-year membership.
There you go. Okay.
And at $75, even today, if you register today, and you can register right on up until Memorial Day, it's 101 days of fishing, it's still only about $50 a day to ensure that 50 cents a day to ensure that if you're out there on the water and you catch one of those tagged redfish, you will, if you follow the rules, have your choice of whatever prizes are left, and most of them are valued at over $50,000.
Now, and this will run until when?
It'll run until Labor Day, September the 3rd at sunset.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So you can still get registered. You can go to the website, www.ccaflstar.com. That's ccaflstar.com. Get yourself registered. It's a simple process. Go pick up your official measuring device from any of the distribution locations, West Marine, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Strike Zone, Atlantic Marine. Many of the tackle shops up there are carrying them. So you want to get up there and pick up your official measuring device and download the app on your phone. It's not the biggest fish that wins. So people need to know, mm-hmm. if they're out there fishing and they catch a legal trout, they have a shot at winning a brand new boat. If they catch a legal snook, a legal kingfish, a legal dolphin, a legal grouper, take a picture of it on the official measuring device, submit it, and you have a chance to win. It's a random drawing of all of the other entries.
Oh, okay.
What about sheephead? Can you catch a sheephead and win?
Now, you can, as a youth angler, you can catch a sheephead, ladyfish, or jack, and those will be included in the competition.
See, ladyfish or jack, I'd have been right in there.
There you go.
Well, what if you can't catch any fish? Is there anything else you can get to enter and have a chance to win? Oh, there is?
Yes. There sure is. If you're out there on the water and you haven't caught any fish, make sure that you have a 5-gallon bucket. Pick up that floating water bottle, the garbage that you see on the shoreline, put it in your 5-gallon bucket. Take a picture of that. Dispose of the garbage properly. Submit it in the trash division. And you have a chance at $1,500 cash from Sunsect Insect Repellent.
Oh, that's pretty
good.
Yeah,
as a kayak fisherman, I can tell you I've had no trouble filling up buckets. I submitted several buckets so far.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we've got anglers that are submitting 5, 6, 7 gallons.
Oh, I need to up my game.
Trash a day. It's a random drawing in that as well. But the more garbage you pick up, the more of a conservationist that you are, the more in tune you are with keeping our waterways clean, the more you have the opportunity to win. So it's just all about making sure that we're doing the right thing when we're out there on the water.
And back to the tagged redfish thing. You said there's 7 of them that's been caught now, that's been tagged?
There are a total of 7.
That's statewide, though,
one
right?
One of those was a winner. Well, some of them weren't registered, and then the others, had situations where the tag just didn't pan out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tag didn't pan out.
Stay tuned for the rest of the story. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Well, if you'd like to, Lisa Benz, this thing is going to go on, you know, until, like you're saying, Labor Day. If you'd like to, give us a call, you know, again. And
Sure. I'd be happy to give you a call, Vic. I listen to your show. I love it.
Well, thank you.
You do a really great, great job there. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you calling and look forward to talking to you again. And maybe, you'll hit some other people that are out fishing today that's not listening next time you call in.
Well, I hope so.
All righty.
Yeah, I'll be calling you from my Maverick boat later.
And repeat that website again.
The website is www.ccaflstar.com. CCAFLSTAR.com. Get yourself registered.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterwards? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning.
I wish that wizard would wave that wand and change this river right now.
Yeah, I do too, man. Because let me tell you what, I don't think I've ever seen the freshwater stay around as long as it has, you know, in all the years I've fished here. And, it does affect, you know, a lot of people say, oh, freshwater ain't going to, it's, the river's the same, you know, and all this, but it affects it so much. It's like I was talking about, we had several storms a couple of days in a row, about 140 miles south of us, you know, which was all over the river. You look at the river and you look at the radar, it's raining down here. Well, that fresh water's got to come all the way through here. And I've actually seen it. We've had, you know, tropical storms come in before, like an instance where, you know, when the Virginia croakers are in, the big croakers are in October.
Yep.
Okay. And everybody's catching them. I mean, they're all up and down the river. And I'm talking about the big croakers, not the little ones. I've actually seen it where you go out there, you know, a few days and you're increasing in the numbers of them, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, stuff like that. And then, you know, we've had a tropical storm, even not here, but south of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
They're just completely gone, which usually they're here about a month, you know, as they're following the shrimp run out of the river. But just to kind of show you how that fresh water affects it so much, if it flushes that shrimp out of the river, they're gone. They're following them. And the one particular year I was talking about how it just, they were here for about a week and just completely gone. They started catching them on the Mayport Princess, 30 miles offshore.
Sure.
Yeah. And they were tearing them up out there, and which is really unheard of. I mean, you know, they'll catch some now and then, but I mean, they were really tearing them up out there for a while. And that shows you how much water got flushed out of this river, and it just, the shrimp went way out there. So the fish going to follow the bait. You know, we always say that. They follow the bait all the time, you know. So, But, you know, having this much fresh water, I mean, when my guys come from Orlando, even just a couple of months ago, they were talking about how much Lake Monroe is still up, way up, you know, because we started having, you know, right after that hurricane, we started having the nor'easters blowing, and that backed up the river and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm expecting now that we're getting, you know, better on the lower tides, which helps flush a lot of that water out. You know, we're having some real minus tides off and on, like last mm-hmm. week was really, you know.
Yeah, man, real low tide.
Yeah, like a foot, you know, yeah. and over a foot lower than normal. I haven't seen a real flood tide, though, you know, which normally you see on these full moons and new moons.
We had a couple last week. I think it was mm-hmm. last week.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm
talking about really high.
Yeah, you know, well, like, we had 5.5, 5.4, which is just where it floods the grass. There were some late night flood tides 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
And we've got them coming mm-hmm. again on the 10th and 11th of this mm-hmm. month, or July.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, and there were, it wasn't as productive as they were the year, last year.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll, you know, they're just later. You know, that's the problem. Your higher tide's usually in the afternoon, I guess, because of the lunar positions. And, you know, when they're that late in the evening, you've got to fill a couple hours before you actually can slide in there and get them, and then you're in the dark. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, of course, we always know we're going to have those real high tides September, October, November.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what I kind of look forward to. Although some of those tides are too high to me. I mean, you don't even see the fish. They're up there. But they're so deep that they're not tailing, you know. You don't get to see the fish.
You should go up with me one time, and we get a super moon up there, because they're slurping.
Yeah,
you'll actually see them if you sit there and watch. They'll look like goldfish or carp just coming up to the surface and slurping away. So you throw a small topwater or a frog. I like to throw the small frog at them and just twitch it and let it sit there, and they'll literally come up underneath it real slow and just suck it in.
Mm.
But I really like it when they do that. That's when I do a lot of the cast and blast charters.
Yeah.
So we'll shoot the birds and catch the fish. But when you get them up on the surface, they're actually just sucking the crabs off the grass. It's really cool to watch. So, but they're harder to find sometimes.
I like to do that whenever I'm at a higher tide and you know, you get the water up on the grass, you know, and you're in a creek and you hear that little pop, you know, and you look over and see just a few bubbles up against the grass. You know, I'm like, okay, there's a redfish over there. And people are like, yeah, you know, like, you're crazy, you know. I'm like, no, he's over there now.
That's when you tell him you're the wizard.
The wizard.
You know these things.
Oh, it was so funny. I had a guy a couple of years ago. It was funny because we're sitting there throwing mud minnows up in a creek, and I see his flounder come. He cleared the water. He was probably about, I think he was like 17 inches or something, because I was like, oh, my goodness, you know, look at there. And I reeled up real quick, and I threw just past it and drug it through there, and boom. And I was like, oh, there he is, you know. And when I hooked him, you know, reeled him in, we netted him, and the guy goes, I can't believe you sight fish flounder. And I said, don't tell anybody that. Now, they're crazy.
I remember when I told somebody that I saw him jumping years ago, they told me I was crazy.
Yeah.
And you see him on the edges of the flat, and you can catch them.
Oh, yeah.
If you see them and you know where they were, throw past them and bring it back, and they'll eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's, I guess, what they're doing is popping out of the water, catching bait, swimming over them too. But
and sometimes they might miss a bait, or I mean, you know, I've actually, you know, think that they'll, if a bait comes across them real soon like that, I think they'll spit the other one out and get the, you know, try to grab the newer one or the bigger one or whatever, you know. But you know, because they're flounder, I mean, even though they're, a lot of people call them lazy fish, they're pretty aggressive.
Yeah,
when they're hungry, they'll
I've
had them chase a mullet a long ways before.
I mean, they'll hammer it if it if it's, you know, if you get it close to them like that, get it you know, especially get it over top of them. But you know, it's funny. I mean, when I see one jump out of the water, I gotta throw at him, you know. I even threw a piece of crab over one time and got him.
That's awesome. Crab,
you know, just dragging it over. Yeah, I get looking at them, and they got nostrils too, so they can smell.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the biggest flounder I ever saw caught was caught at the Beach Boulevard Bridge, and it was on a piece of orange dead shrimp, and it was on one of those prefabricated pyramid sinker steel leader things.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering what kind of rigs you use.
Yeah. I usually let my shrimp sit out for a day or so.
At least a day.
Yeah. And this guy, I mean, it was like 15 plus pounds. He brought it over. And
wow.
We were like, oh, my God. You know, I'm like, wow, I'm doing it all wrong.
You say that jokingly about the shrimp leaving it out, but I like refrozen shrimp for drum fishing.
Do you?
I don't know why, but they just love it.
It's got that little more stink to it.
Yeah, it does. Black drum just love it. I don't know what it is about it.
I got some in my freezer right now that you can have for the drum. I was just thinking, I got to get rid of some of this stuff.
Yeah, I used to have a bait freezer in one of the tropical storms, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, took it away from me, but, you know, burned it up. But I guess the power surge or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I haven't gotten another one since then. I used to keep my chum blocks in there, too. You know, I'd make up chum blocks. I went and got a little blender from a yard sale one day. It was brand new in the box, and I paid $4 for it. And I would blend floating catfish food, pogey oil, and shrimp, and just blend it up, make a block, put it in an ice cream container, and freeze them.
So you don't use that same blender like for your margaritas?
No, sure.
Has a little bite to it.
A little tang, a little extra in there.
the pogey oil gives it that extra,
Pogey oil is pretty stinky.
I'll never forget kingfishing one year, and somebody knocked over a thing of pogey oil in the boat.
Oh, my gosh. In the boat.
Bad. So it went down into the bilge.
Now, well, you meant years ago before they had Gulp. Mm-hmm. We would take plastics, and you take an ice pick and stick them, and then soak them in pogey oil. And they work really good, you know. I think it toughened them up, too, a little bit. But the thing about it is you could throw it, and you could see a trail from that thing, you know.
A slick
coming. Several casts, you know.
Yeah.
And
you don't want to
eat it after you hook it on your jig head. You don't want to eat a sandwich.
You don't
either. You don't want to get your hand that close to your face. I guess if you had some plastic gloves, we didn't even think about that back then. But if you had some plastic gloves, you could, you know, hook it on your hook with and then take the glove off. But we just hooked it on, you know, grabbed it out of the container and had it dripping, hook it on the hook and then wipe your hands off. You know,
wear rubber gloves.
Just throw the rag away. Throw the rag away that afternoon. You know, don't try to wash it.
That's awesome.
Pogey oil used to work on really well with it. You know,
still does.
I need to go back to when these fish won't eat. A lot of times, you take one of those big wiffle ball bats, cut it off at an angle like a scoop, and sling some shrimp heads and other stuff out there and get them all fired up.
I've thought about that because you could really sling it good like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can throw it all you want with your hands. You just can't get it that far from the boat.
Cut your crab legs up.
But just taking that, like you're talking about, that big old wiffle ball. Or what do they call that, highlight?
Yeah, like a highlight. Highlight scoop.
I bet those things would work really good, you know.
A wiffle ball bat works good because you can cut it off at an angle and you get a real good swing on it.
Yeah.
And get it out there.
I'm learning some good tips and tricks now.
Yeah,
well, those guys do it over on the West Coast with white bait.
Yeah,
those little white baits, they'll sling them up against the mangroves, and they'll stay back off them, of course, so they don't spook the fish out, and then they'll throw a free line bait out once they get them out coming after them. So I got to watch and learn all I can. I try to learn something new every day.
Yeah, because, I mean, the wiffle ball bat, like you're talking about, you just have to kind of block up the handle, you know, so it doesn't go all the way down in the handle. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but you can try to get that going like that.
Yeah, phone call.
Tennis ball works really good for that.
Yeah, but don't know who it is yet. But, Little Hooker Brian. Oh, my goodness, Brian.
Brian Dutcher.
I'd like to keep you on if you can, Brian. If you hear the music, so we only got about 30 more seconds.
I think he won something already.
Yeah,
last
winner
night.
Of the Buddy Roberts. And then he won something last night. King Buster.
So, Brian, if you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we come back. And we'll be back right after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The struggles of American families who've lost loved ones to crime at the hands of illegal immigrants was at center stage yesterday at the White House. That's where President Trump held an event with the so-called angel families. And the president vowed to keep America safe by securing the border. He used the occasion to reassure the American people that it's time for serious immigration reform. He also said he's concerned about the children being separated from their parents at the border because of existing policies. 11 natives of El Salvador, accused of being part of the MS-13 street gang, have been indicted for the slayings of two Northern Virginia teenagers. The 11 defendants range in age from 20 to 27. They could get life in prison if convicted of their crimes. A mixed bag on Wall Street for investors to end the week Friday, with the Dow up by 119 points. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a health care plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text TRIAL to 484848. Text TRIAL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's T-R-I-A-L to 484848.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
Our friend, State Representative Matt Caldwell, one of the Republicans running for the Agriculture Commissioner.
Every issue.
How is it possible that Hillary Clinton, her campaign, the DNC, are not under investigation for collusion with the Russians?
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
Roads are pretty much back to normal this morning. Watch out for the couple of construction sites, though. It closed lanes and ramps. Weather-wise, stay cool. Going to be a scorcher this weekend. Looking for a heat index today up to 104, up to 110 for your Sunday. A little bit of rain in the offing, up to about a 30% chance most of the week. 79 AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Brian on this morning. Good morning, Brian. And congratulations.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
All right, little hooker.
Doing good. Congratulations on y'all's win, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a pretty good day for us. Pretty excited about that one.
Yeah, I bet you are.
And an Odyssey battery last night, too. I mean, you're batting 1,000, brother.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty jacked up about the whole thing. I've been having some pretty good luck on our side. So we out here starting off at the beach this morning, just see what we can do. And then we might run off here in a little while. We just, we're going to check the beach before we head out.
Have you seen Poke Pods out there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're thick out there this morning. If anybody had a problem getting bait, then I don't know what to tell them. One throw of the net. A lot of bait out here, a lot of bait. So I know they've been doing pretty good on the beach.
Yeah.
Kind of moving towards Mayport. All the reports I've been following the last week or so, they were pretty thick in St. Augustine and kind of slowed down St. Augustine, the reports I was getting, and kind of started moving up north towards Mayport. So we hope to see if we can't get something here in the morning. And, but all in all, it's a good time. It's summertime. You know, I stay stressed out inshore fishing. Whenever I'm out here on the ocean with my buddies, it's just a good time. You know, you got, I don't know how many boats they end up with, but I had to guess, 200, 150. And, you got some really good SKA guys in here, some big dogs running, the King Buster, and then you got the Greater Jacks coming. But it's always a good time hanging out with some friends and dragging a couple of pogies behind the boat.
Yeah.
Sounds like a beer drinking thing to me.
Hey, could be. Jose's 3 in, and I've got me one. Then we got Captain Joe. He's taking care of us all. So
yeah, it's always nice when you have somebody running the boat in those tournaments. It's not.
Yes, sir.
Are you in your boat?
No, sir. Jose's new boat. Mr. Joe's new boat.
Oh, okay.
A 25-foot Sea Hunt, really nice boat with a 300. So we're out here just, cruising the beach.
Good deal. Good deal.
Okay. So how'd you win yesterday, Brian? Did you have the biggest kingfish or something?
No. It was nothing. A raffle.
A raffle. We had
last night. And, I run Odyssey batteries in my boat now. And, man, I think the last one I bought, I got it from Charlie. It was like $300, so. I got 4 of them Odysseys in my boat, so I was pretty excited about winning that for a spare.
Yeah.
Won a couple pair of Salt Life sunglasses, so I did pretty good last night for $20. I think I ended up about $580 worth of stuff for $20.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. That's the luck. That's not the luck I have on raffles, I can tell you that.
Well, I can tell you, anything to do with Don Dingman, I always win for some reason. I always kick butt in the Fuller Bull or the King Buster. Anything Don Dingman puts on, I'm always winning his raffles. I don't know what it is.
Good deal. That's so good. So you're gonna fish the Greater Jacksonville also?
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, I'll fish the Greater Jacks. And then, we got a couple regular tournaments coming up. I think we're going to try to fish the Ramsey next weekend. And then we got the Greater Redfish. The Greater Jack's Redfish, I think we're going to try to hit that up, and then we'll go right into the Kingfish. And then September's pretty full. I think August I kind of got a break, and then September we'll be running Angler for a Cure, and I got a Florida Pro. And then October we got the Fuller Bull and the Flounder Pounder. So kind of these next couple months will be pretty busy for us.
Are you fishing the IFA tournament in Titusville?
I'm waiting on Eddie to let me know on that. If we plan on going to the championship, then we're going to go down there so we can qualify. But we're trying to see what our schedules work out together.
Yeah, that's the same day as the Anglers for a Cure.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, then, I love them slam tournaments. So, to be honest with you, if we do go to the championship, we'll probably just have to buy in that spot. So,
I'm in the running for Angler of the Year on the kayak side, so I need y'all to fish that and go to the championship. Mm. Give me a lot of good scouting tips.
There you go.
You usually have the boat before the kayak tournament.
Yeah. So, Eddie's leaving Sunday, I believe. He's going to go down. Yeah. He's going to do some rainbow fishing. So.
Rainbow fishing. Going up to the mountains. He loves fishing those things.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's looking for small and that. some smallies, and some rainbow trout.
I was going to say, it'd be hard to go from an 8 to 9 pound speckled trout down to a 10-inch rainbow.
Yeah. I don't just know. Trade pounds for ounces.
I don't know. I'll take those smallies if you've ever caught one. They fight hard.
Yeah. No, I never have, but I know there's some. I've seen some big rainbows in Alaska, man. We weren't fortunate enough to be able to fish for them, but man, I've seen some good ones.
Yeah, but what you did fish for, you killed it, man.
Yeah, we did, man. We had a really great trip. I suggest everybody go to Alaska. You know, I've been fortunate enough to, you know, kind of go to some good places and fish and stuff, but hands down, that was my favorite trip of all time.
Yeah, the scenery there has just got to be. I mean, the photos that you were posting and stuff has just got to be just unbelievable. The two trips that I think would be my dream trips is Alaska and the Rio Negro down there for peacock, you know, those large 20, 30-pound peacock bass on top waters.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, actually me and Mitch Taylor and Eddie actually talked about that. Going down there, so I don't know, maybe one year we'll be able to get together and go down there, but definitely Alaska is just if I didn't catch a fish, I promise I would have been happy just seeing how beautiful this place was, man. You know, the eagles, everything about it's America.
Yeah, that's America. Got to be so awesome, man. I know y'all enjoyed it.
I could see Craig out there roping up those big halibut.
Yeah, I did the Alaskan cruise, and so I've already seen the scenes. So yeah. Next time I go back, I need a fish.
Yeah, it's really a great place to go, for sure. But, you know, I didn't want to take up your whole segment, guys. You know, I know we had you tuned on in the boat this morning listening in, so I figured I'd call in.
Well, we usually give extra time to champions. So you got it.
Yeah.
But good luck out there today, man, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. I sure will. I'll get with all three of y'all next week.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
All right. Yes, sir.
Take care. Mr. Leon.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
That only took an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And Wingo.
He's mad at me. He was off today, so I texted him early.
Kind of woke you up there a little bit, huh?
Oh. Chip, I'm going to get you.
It must be nice to be able to, you know, when I'm off, I still wake up in the mornings and can't go back to sleep.
Man, Julia, my lab, after the double bing, she looks at me and she goes, "Well, now that you're up, why don't you just go ahead and take me outside?" My lab. Sounds like, all right, I'm just going to lay here for a little while and just wonder what's going on in this world, because it sure looks pretty outside.
Well, did you talk to Matt by any chance?
Did I talk to who?
Matt.
No, I did not talk to Matt, but I will talk to Matt today.
Yeah, let me know whenever you get a chance.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, it's only day three of officially summer, and it feels like we're half a block away from the sun.
Yeah. I know. Not even having July and August here yet. I'm just kind of wondering. You know, of course, everybody's going to say it's global warming, you know, but, you know, it's just so hot. I mean, they're talking about the humidity tomorrow, I think 112 or something like that. That's what it's supposed to feel like tomorrow.
I bet it's going to feel a lot better in my house. That is just brutal.
It is.
Vic, let me ask Craig. Mm-hmm. I know what Fat Boy over there does, but what do you guys do to hydrate yourselves properly before you go out and you pull an all-dayer like this?
Well, myself, I mean, I just try to drink as much as I can, and you know, of course, I got that Cool Mister on my boat. You know, I like to click on it.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
I forgot about that. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. Usually, when I'm in the shallows, I don't run it. But what I do is, if I'm going to change fishing spots, I'll turn it on and kind of get people damp and then take a run. And cools you right on down, man. You want to drink a lot and drink, you know, something besides water, too, like Gatorade or
Pedialyte,
you know, is what Chip likes. But Leon, you hear the music, can you hold on?
Yeah, I can, actually.
Okay, because I'd like to talk. I know Captain Kirk I know Captain Kirk Waltz drinks the Pedialyte also. So, but anyway, hold on. I'll put you on hold, and then we'll get you as soon as we come back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida. If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
I'm looking at a picture, Leon.
Yeah, scared me. That, scared the hell out of me.
Is that the one he just sent you?
Yeah. At least he could have put clothes on.
It's a good thing. God. It's a good thing it's radio.
Yeah.
That is definitely a face for radio. I have never even insinuated that I was a good-looking man. I am straight to radio and late night radio only.
Yeah. Late.
On radio, hey, Leon, on radio, I'm 6 foot two, I weigh 175 pounds and ripped.
Yeah. There you go.
So you're off today because
I took today off
because of the heat.
I took tomorrow off because of two things I learned yesterday. Last Saturday. It's crazy out there.
Mm-hmm.
During summer vacation, and I mean every Tom, Dick, and Harry is out on that water, and it's just not worth the headaches and the heat and the frustration. Just, I was like, okay, I'm taking the weekends off. I learned a lot from last Saturday, and I am so much happier that I'm right here on the couch right now.
Yeah, I tell you, that's why I haven't worked on Saturdays in quite a while. I mean, you know, Sundays is not quite as bad, you know, especially when you start having football season start and,
yeah,
you know, different
point.
Things, you know. But and then when hunting season starts later on, too, then you got a lot of people just going hunting instead of fishing. So, you know, kind of, you know, takes some more people off the water. But Saturdays, I'm just kind of done with Saturdays, you know.
Well, it's a learning curve, you know. I'm a new kid on the block, and after what I, you know, it was an eye opener yesterday. Last Saturday, for some reason, I'm like, you know what? Why am I beating my head in here every Saturday morning, just getting crushed? You know what I'm saying, Vic?
Oh, yeah. Right?
You know, Jeff.
Yeah.
Even
just getting out of the ramp, getting your boat back on the trailer.
Yeah,
on Saturdays is insane.
Yeah, I was at Sisters Creek a couple weeks ago, and I counted 13 boats circling, waiting to
wait to get on the
get
trailer.
Back. Yeah, pull the trailers down. And of course, there was some yahoo down there that was just camping out.
Yeah,
taking forever to get his boat on.
Oh, no, that's when they're loading the boat, unloading it. They're polishing the bottom of the hull.
No, this guy could not. Literally, this guy could not drive his boat onto the trailer.
Mm.
He must have tried. Took him 15 tries to get that boat on that trailer. Yeah. Right.
Sounds like me.
15.
But, you know, a lot of times, Leon, I mean, I've been there at Jim King and actually sit in my truck for right at an hour in line because, you know, sometimes when, like, we get these afternoon thunderstorms come in, everybody goes back at the same time, you got a problem there.
Yep.
Sometimes I just soon take the boat and just go, you know, somewhere else, get out of it and let them.
Just go sit under a bridge.
Yeah. Let them all just,
Chip,
you know,
Chip
have their. Go ahead.
I was just saying, just Chip and I now, we're lucky enough at Palm Valley Outdoors. We just pull our boats up to their dock, just tie off, go up to the bar and relax until we see it slack off, and then one will get in his boat. The other one will drive the truck.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, it makes it easy that way.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, is that a slow speed zone in that area?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's open to interpretation if you watch some of the people come by.
Well, that's what I was wondering because, I mean, even like at Sisters Creek, I mean, yesterday when I got back to the dock, I mean, I tied up to the dock there and this guy come through, you know, slow speed with the bow sticking way up, you know, pushing about a 2.5 foot wake, you know.
Yeah, we see them too.
Yeah, and I was just wondering if it was a regular normal speed through there or if it's supposed to be
it's a
slow
wake zone.
It is.
It's a no wake zone.
It's a flat no wake zone, and nobody cares to.
Yeah. Well, they don't care Sisters Creek either coming through, especially on the weekends when they're coming back from Fort George Inlet from partying. You know, they're pretty, you know, loosened up with the alcoholic beverages and stuff, and. They come through there pretty fast clip.
A couple weeks ago, I was sitting there waiting to do a second charter out of that ramp at Sisters, and I counted 32 boats in the no wake zone going north, and another 26 coming to the bridge to go north. And I'm just looking at it, going, and I've got a second charter to do right now. I'm not going up Sisters.
You weren't going north up Sisters?
No, I wasn't going north up Sisters. And I mean, they have all the right in the world to be on the water too.
Oh,
don't get me wrong, but it's,
absolutely.
You know, it's like Leon said. It's getting to the point on the weekends where I'm like, all right, let's go at 5. We'll be back by 9, and the boat ramp won't even be full yet.
No,
you know, we can go throw out the lights for a couple hours, and then you know, go throw some whatever and. You know, it's just hard to get clients to go that early. So.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it is getting to be something else. I mean, there is a lot of boats on the water and stuff like that. But like I say, pretty soon it'll I don't even know when football season starts because, I mean, I'm not going to ever watch an NFL game again myself. But
amen, brother. Amen.
But so I don't even know when it starts this year. But
I love hockey.
Yeah, Chip, we'll have a hockey channel.
Yeah.
Did you tell Vic yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good deal. So when are you talking about doing that?
Hopefully here in a month, I guess.
Oh, wow.
I
mean, that'd be pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, if I have to close on this new house, I don't care. I'll do it and pay double payments. Just long, you know, I'm going to get this house sold. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Just when it sells.
Yeah.
But definitely I'm going to get the ball rolling on the second house. It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, it's
really
humongous.
Nice.
Sounds like you're going to have
really
plenty of room there to park, you know, both your boats and all that.
We can park the boats side by side.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's funny. He's getting a tax break for me living with him, too.
So. Is he going to claim you as a dependent?
He's going to claim me as an elderly dependent. So.
Elderly dependent with special needs.
Special needs, there you go.
Chip Wingo.
That's me.
Right on there the you head. Go.
That's me.
So. Well, that sounds good. You know, those boat sheds like he was telling me about, I mean, that's what I have my boat under, you know. And, I mean, they work wonders. What I did was I actually got them to put an extra 2-foot height on it so I could stand in my boat while it's under there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so if you get that idea, you know, you might want to just, you know, add the 2-foot extra height in there so you can get in there.
Oh, it wasn't going to be a low one. There's no doubt about that. I mean,
yeah.
You know, my buddy put two fans in his.
Hmm.
So after he washes the boat, he turns the fans on.
Let it dry.
And dries out the boat. He opens all the hatches.
Yeah. Keeps the green frogs from.
Yep. Keeps tree frogs out.
Boy, these things get loud, man. They get loud. They love that boat, though. When I pull out in the morning, they ride all the way to the boat ramp. I don't know how many I've transferred to the intercoastal.
Hey, little guys, what are you doing out here?
There must be an unlimited supply of them out there. Where
and
I
you
live.
Don't throw them for bait?
No. But,
they're great
Chip's
for mudfish.
The,
yeah.
Chip was talking about the green frog at the flooded grass. So
I throw a frog on redfish.
Chip throws have a to, green frog. Do you, Craig?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I may have to change
I didn't know
that.
About that until Chip showed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eddie told me about that years ago.
Yeah, it works really good.
Yep.
It works good on trout, too, if you put the stinger on it. The trout will knock the snot out of that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying it for
I
trout.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. They've got a stinger hook that has two that – You know how you have the collapsible frog that has the two hooks in it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ones that double that curl up at like a V.
Yeah. Well, they make an attachment that goes on the back that has two round hole or wire that has holes that go over the hooks and it goes back to a V with a single trail hook, so you don't get short struck.
Sounds good.
That's cool.
Works pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'll give you a Palm Valley report.
Yes.
It's bad with a side of bad. Okay, we're done with that report. No, seriously, it's pretty bad down here in the valley. It looks like a combination of sweet tea and Coca-Cola, the water down here. It's just brutal down here.
Nice jacks on the beach, though, yesterday.
Yeah, but that's clean water.
Yeah,
that's a different world.
Yeah.
But
boy, they look like some nice ones, man.
Oh, those are just what you dream of to give clients, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Perfect.
That's a 1 and 2 hour jack is what I call this.
Oh, well, they weren't that. They weren't those for my clients because I was using big enough tackle to stop them.
Yeah.
But I had those 5,000 size reels in the boat, and Sam looks at me and goes, I want to use one of these. And I go, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
You don't want to use that reel on that fish. It will kill you. Yeah. No, those are some beasts. They were a lot of fun. And after two apiece, they were like, okay, we're done for the day.
Yeah, because those things are where, man.
They will.
But
I didn't weigh them, but I know they had to weigh 30 pounds apiece.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, just looking at the pictures of them, they were nice, man. Really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sure appreciate it, Leon.
Always a pleasure, Vic.
Hey, man, thank you so much.
Skipper. I'll talk to you guys later.
Peace.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, man. And so anyway...
that went by quick.
Yeah, it did. It did, really did.
Too quick.
But I appreciate y'all coming in.
My pleasure.
It's always nice to see you.
Always call.
Craig.
Put your office phone number out there, Craig, for Dimitri Insurance.
899-1106.
899-1106.
Yep.
Okay.
The man
so
with
you
the
need
plan.
Some boating insurance or homeowners insurance or vehicle insurance
or commercial insurance.